Kevin, I know that you're here to talk to us a little bit about enhancing weaning decisions, and that DNA profiling has a real key role to play in this. And I'm going to let you, first of all, just tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do with Marielle, and then let's get into the subject.
Sure. I'm the head up the tech services department or group of with our Agenity, which is a division of Marielle. And basically Agenity is a service we provide to producers to DNA profile cattle to look at the important attributes, whether it comes to carcass composition, carcass quality, and so forth. So we can look at specific genetic markers to see if they have the favorable or unfavorable, for that matter, markers for the specific important economic traits. So I head up the tech services group as well as call on key customers of ours and help them incorporate Agenity and DNA profiling into their business. So, yeah, it's right now we're coming to or getting close to weaning time and some decisions that need to be made. And it's an opportunity when the calves are gathered up and so forth for weaning where we can take some samples, tissue samples and so forth, that we can look at incorporating DNA profiling and doing that kind of analysis.
So how does this work on the producer side? They want to have this testing done. Describe the process, procedure, how long it takes to get results and that kind of thing.
Sure. What we require is some kind of a tissue sample, whether that's a hair sample or an actual tissue plug sample from the ear. We have an actual tag that when the animal is tagged, that little tissue plug then is collected, and so then they can send that in, or they can send in a set of some hair samples from the tail switch into our lab. And then within 7 to 10 day business day turnaround time, we can then profile the animals, look at the specific DNA markers, and give back to them a report that kind of summarizes up the profile, if you will, of for specific traits, carcass composition, carcass quality, tenderness, and other kinds of attributes.
What does having that information mean then to the producer? How is that going to benefit them?
Well, I think it's more information is better. There's no doubt about that. And the important thing is how do you incorporate and how do you use it. At weaning time, there's a lot of decisions that producers make. You know, which heifers to keep, which heifers to perhaps sell, which calves to sell on to some feed yards, or for that matter, which ones to retain ownership and feed them at a particular feed yard. So those decisions are made. There's a lot of things that go into those kind of decisions, and have been, you know, lots of decisions have been made, obviously, in the past. We feel that Agenity profile information is some additional, an additional tool, if you will, to give them an opportunity to make better decisions on which heifers to keep back, which ones to sell, which ones, for that matter, steers that they may want to retain ownership, which ones that they want to keep, which ones they may want to sell, and overall to enhance the profitability of their operation.
I know we're here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, and we've got a big contingent of dairy producers here as well at this particular meeting. Mm-hmm. And so is this an application that has some value for them as well?
Absolutely. We also have, we've basically got two areas that we focus on. Beef cattle is one, dairy cattle is another. And we've got some tremendous tools there and some traits that we profile dairy cattle for, whether it's milk production, fertility, longevity, dairy form, and so forth. There are some tremendous things that we can do and give them some additional information above and beyond the typical, EPDs when it comes to beef cattle or the PTA information that they use to drive a lot of decisions on retained ownership and which heifers to keep back into the herd. We can do the same thing and profile those individuals and figure out which heifers do we want to put back into the milking string.
How do they receive that information? What form does it take? And can that synchronize or work with software platforms, for example, that they're using to manage their operation?
We can give it back to them in a number of different forms. Everybody will give send them a hard copy of the report so they can look at that. But we'll also give it to them in an email format and a spreadsheet and so forth. And that electronically will help them in put it into into their spreadsheet or whatever software program that they use to kind of summarize up their herd and so forth. So we'll give it to them in a variety of formats, whether it's a hard copy, it's a fax, it's an email, and give those results back to them in 7 to 10 business days.
And so if producers who have not given this a try or want more information, tell us where they go to get that.
Well, there's a couple places. One, they can go to our website, which is www.igenity.com. And there's a number of different places there on our website that they go to, and specifically they can go and order up test kits and so forth. The other place is just to call our toll-free number, which is 877-IGENITY. So either one of those places they can go to, and somebody will be more than happy to help them when it comes to making that phone call, or on the website they should be able to find all the information that they need to get the information to get them going.
Great. Well, thank you very much. That's Kevin DeHaan. He's with the Igenity Division of Mariel, and we're here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference in Denver. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.